As the days drew close for Jesus to be taken up into heaven, he firmly decided to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent out messengers ahead of him. These messengers left, and they went into a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But the inhabitants of that village would not receive him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. His disciples, James and John, asked him, "Lord, shall we call down fire from heaven to destroy this city?" Jesus looked at them and he rebuked them, and they went on to another place. As they walked along, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Then Jesus said to someone, "Come, follow me." And he said, "Let me first go and bury my father." Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their dead. Your duty is to come and to proclaim the kingdom of God." Then someone said to him, "I will follow you, but first let me go home and say goodbye to my family." Jesus said, "No one who sets his hand to the plow and then looks back is fit for the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. There are many metaphors that describe life. St. Luke uses a metaphor both in the Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles to describe the life of Jesus. And the metaphor is, life is a journey. The story in Luke's Gospel is the story of a journey. It begins in Jerusalem at the very beginning of the Gospel, and ultimately it ends in Jerusalem. In the second volume, the Acts of the Apostles, the journey again begins in Jerusalem, but this time it ends in the capital city of the empire. It ends in Rome. A journey has a destination, it has a purpose. Men and women set out on a journey with some deliberation. A journey is not aimless wandering. Those who set out on a journey travel light. They take what they need. They meet other people on that journey and they establish some kinds of connections and relationships. But all of that is rather transitory. The focus is the destination. As they walk that journey, they sometimes walk rough roads and sometimes smooth roads. They sometimes travel by the road and other times they walk in the ditch. Sometimes they take a shortcut, and other times they take a wrong turn. What is before them always, though, is the goal, the destination, because it's there that they can rest. It's there that the person journeying can unpack the bags. It's there that, in some sense, one can be at home. For Luke, the story of Jesus is the story of a journey. And I would suggest to you that that image has been put before us, and we are invited to look at ourselves in that fashion. When the Second Vatican Council sought to describe the Church, it used many images, many metaphors, many similes, many adjectives to describe the Church. And one of them was that the Church is a pilgrim people, a people on a journey, a people focused on a destination, a people who recognize the transitoriness of life, a people who travel simply, who travel lightly, a people who recognize that the individual events of life come together and make sense as a whole, and that you and I have here no lasting home. Not unlike Jesus describes in that first image, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. You know, sometimes the older people get, the more they can see their lives as a journey, the more they see a trajectory in life and a purposefulness in life and a destination for life. The Eucharist is the sacrament of that destination, the sacrament of that perfect union with God, the sacrament of that reconciliation between God and all creation, the sacrament of the home to which all of us are called. And week after week, as we come and we stand at the altar and we celebrate the Eucharist, we acknowledge that we are on the journey, and this is both food for the journey and the sacrament of its fulfillment. That in the very process of the journey, you and I taste the destination.
Lord Jesus, we want to follow you, but must we really surrender everything? Give us courage. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, we want to follow you, but must we expose ourselves to be rejected by many? Give us courage. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, we want to follow you, but must we do without even a place to rest our heads? Give us courage. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for those who follow you on the way of the cross, the sick, and those who suffer. Give them courage. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. For men and women who serve in the military, that they be safe and soon return to their families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Pray that our sacrifice be acceptable to God the Almighty.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all God's church.
Lord God, this bread and this wine express our willingness to follow Jesus, your Son, without condition. Give us the Spirit of your Son, that like Jesus, we may make ourselves free to be attentive to one another and to your loving will. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. He lives with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Father, it is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He is the Word through whom you made the universe, the Savior you sent to redeem us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake, he opened his arms on the cross. He put an end to death and revealed the resurrection. In this, he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. So we join the angels and the saints. We proclaim your glory as we sing.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna!
Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest!
Lord, you are the Holy One and the source of all that is holy. We pray that you send your Spirit upon these gifts of bread and wine, that by the power of your Spirit we may receive from this altar the body and the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and he gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body. It will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup and again gave you thanks and praise. He gave the cup to his disciples and he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all that sin be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
In memory of his death and his resurrection, we offer you this life-giving bread and this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share the gift of his body and his blood be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. We pray for your church throughout the world. Gather us in unity with Benedict and with John, our bishop, and with the entire people your Son has gained for you. Remember our sisters and our brothers who have gone before us, marked by the sign of faith. We pray for Joseph Conley, Mary Schwartz, Philip Gilberg, Vicky Trainer, Louis George, Averill Wozlowick, Douglas Nearing, Gerald Schilling. Lord God, bring them and bring all the departed into the light of your presence, and have mercy on us. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, the apostles, and all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. We praise you in union with them, and we give you glory through Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Pray now for the coming of the kingdom as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our trespasses. Deliver us, Lord, from all that is evil. Grant us peace in our day, In your mercy, keep us free from sin. Protect us from all anxiety. We wait in joyful hope for the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Look not upon our sins, but upon the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and the unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And also with you. Let us offer to each other a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. With you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, dear. Yes. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are we who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
Those who wish to receive communion, please come forward. You may be seated during communion time. The body of Christ. Amen.
To the God who cannot die, I say yes, my Lord. To the one who hears me cry, I say yes, my Lord. To the God of the oppressed, I say yes, my Lord. To the God of all justice, I say yes, my Lord.
Lord bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I say yes, my Lord. In all the good times, through all the bad times, I say yes, my Lord, to every word you speak.
Body of Christ. The body of Christ.
I am a servant of the Lord. I say yes, my Lord.
The Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Body of Christ.
I say yes, my Lord.
Lord,
I'm a prisoner of their wars. I say yes, my Lord.
Body of Christ.
Like a politician eventually. I say yes, my Lord.
Body of Christ.
I say yes, my Lord, in all the good times, through all the bad times. I say yes, my Lord, to every body of Christ. You speak.
Body of Christ.
For the dream I have today, I say yes, my Lord, to be healer of all pain. I say yes, my Lord, to come to love my enemies. I say yes, my Lord.
Yes, my Lord.
For your peace in all the world, I say yes, my Lord.
Yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord. In all the good times, through all the bad times, I say yes, my Lord. To every word you speak.
During the 1960s and the beginning of the 1970s, Father Bill Whittier was the administrator at St. Matthew's Parish. That was a life-changing time in the life of this parish. It was in 1968 that the old church burned on the 15th of April, and in the coming 2 years, the new church, the building we are in right now, was built. And Bill Whittier oversaw that. That was part of the job that fell to him. But perhaps even more profoundly, during those years, the implementation of the Second Vatican Council took place. And so the change in the way we worship, the change in the way we understand our faith, the change in the way in which we approach the Word of God, the change in our self-understanding as a pilgrim people or the people of God. All of those kinds of things were part of the mix that marked those years of implementation of the council. Well, Father Bill Whittier is with us this morning. He has just completed a book, an autobiography, a memoir, a part of which is the story of his time at St. Matthew's. He's in the back of church. He'd be more than eager to talk with you. And he'd certainly be more than eager to sell you a copy of his book and autograph it. Please, let us pray. Lord God, in this Eucharistic celebration, you have given us the Word and the body of Jesus, your Son, to build us up as a community of service. May he be our strength to liberate those who suffer from exploitation and fear, that we may all be free in Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives with you forever and ever. Amen. Okay, let us now sing our blessing, it's found on the back of the worship aid.
May the Lord rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall softly on your fields, and until we meet again,
May you keep safe in the gentle, loving arms of God.
Let us go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.